With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the one time you're in here to talk, you're just going to sit back and kind of observe things. What have you learned since then?
I think it's been It's been an intense camp. I think we've, gone with, some up-tempo practices the last bit, trying to get that game shape as far as battling. Today with two goalies, a lot of shots today to really kind of get going as far as from my position. But, we've kind of ramped things up. The first couple of days we kind of eased into it, and then we're starting to pick up the tempo here leading up to the last exhibition game. So it's a little bit different than what I'm used to, but I think it's a smart play, and I think guys have we've kind of escaped some of those the grind issues and whatnot that happens at early camps that when guys get really back skated a lot.
You've only had two periods so far. Has that been enough work for you, or would you have preferred to get a little more?
Yeah, no, I think the plan was always to start with the two there through the first few games and then get the last one here. So looking forward to getting in there on Saturday, get the routine back, and play the full 60. And, I think I've proven to myself last year that, you don't always need a lot of games to get yourself ready. It's just a matter of putting the work in practice, making sure you're doing everything you need to make sure that you're individually ready to go when called upon.
The intensity you mentioned, do you think that speaks to the identity Don's trying to build?
Yeah, I think, a coach's job is to find out what type of players you have and what their strengths and assets are and try to maximize those. And, I think he's done a great job as far as, trying to teach as much as he can to the guys. We got a young team, and there's a lot of times to grow and mold the young players into the players that they need to be. So there's been a lot of, teaching and a lot of the message has been, play hard, play physical, play, play with enthusiasm. I think that's kind of the message is if we sit on our heels, that's when problems happen. So if you're going to make a mistake, make it skating, make it being aggressive, trying to make something. That's the way we want to play. We want to play not timid.
What have you learned about Dustin Tokarski so far? Nobody was really mentioning him. We talked about you or Lukanen or Dell, and he comes from nowhere and he gets the job. I mean, what have you learned from him?
He was determined. I think he came in here, put his nose down and put the work boots on every day. As far as, being one of the first guys on, last guys off, doing extra with the guys out there, battling on every shot. Internally, I haven't spoken to him as far as what he's thinking internally, but from an outside point of view, it looks like he's determined to be here and determined to prove that belongs here and can do the job. So, kudos to him for coming to the camp in shape, ready to battle. And, just like I said, it's one of those things where he didn't say a whole lot. He put the work boots on and let that do the talking for him.
I happened to be talking to a couple of people from Ottawa this morning, and they mentioned the pesky scent season. What went right that year, and can any of it relate to this?
I think the main thing was that year was, we lost a couple of guys to big injuries. It was a shortened year. Is that nobody looked at one or two guys to go get it done for us. It was a collective look in the mirror, what can we do as ourselves, what can I do as to help the team. It wasn't like, all right, well, he's our best player, he's going to go score goals for us and we'll be fine. It was, what can I do to help the team, what can I do, what can my line mate do, and it turned into a collective, a collective battle as opposed to waiting for somebody else to do something. And I think that's kind of the, you know, if you look around our room, you don't have a guy that's you're going to put the game on his back and say, hey, go get it done for us. It's going to come from lines working together, 2-3 lines rolling over, creating pressure, you know, generating stuff and being hard to play against. If all four lines are hard to play against, we have to give ourselves a chance to win by, you know, being gritty and being pesky to play against.
What have you learned about Kyle, you know, out of a few weeks? I mean, obviously he has an enthusiasm just for being at the rink and so forth, but what have you just learned about him just as a guy?
He's a good pro. You know, I think he comes here with a smile on his face, ready to work, and he's out there pushing each other, pushing himself and the other guys to be better. And, you know, I think that enthusiasm, comes when you get a little bit older sometimes. When you're young and you got the enthusiasm and things don't go your way, you kind of get into that shell and you kind of pout a little bit. But as you get older, you understand that, hey, like, there's going to be tough days, going to be good days, and the only thing you control is your attitude. And if you control your attitude and your work ethic, then, you know, good things happen. And like that's a perfect example of a guy that comes to work every day and makes sure that he's doing it right. And if he's doing it right, it forces other guys to be doing it the same way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.